The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in Western Mass is tackling a difficult topic. A new installation is designed to provoke thought and discussion about violence and race in America. Now the exhibit by artist Nick Cave is open, other artists are creating works of their own in response. WBUR Artery reporter Jeremy Goodwin visited MassMoCA on the same day the other artists were there and has this story.
Approaching the entrance to the museum's largest gallery, a cavernous two-story space about the length of a football field, you are quickly struck by a shiny, sparkling mass of circular objects. They're aluminum wind spinners, some 16,000 of them, hung in strands from the ceiling.
When they spin, they get this almost holographic effect. And as the light comes in, it's bouncing off everything, almost like you're inside a giant disco ball.
MassMoCA curator Denise Markonish.
As you walk through, you notice that some of them are just these sort of dazzling starbursts. But then if you look closer, you'll see that there are guns, there are targets, there are teardrops and bullets.
I was thinking about ways to create space where there may be convenings, safe havens for conversations that may be difficult.
Specifically, artist Nick Cave created this giant exhibition to inspire conversations about race and violence in America.
So I really wanted to create an installation that as you're moving through, you will come to these sort of areas within the installation that are open for gatherings of sorts and convenings of sorts.
Tucked in throughout the sprawling show are 17 small statues in the image of a crude racial caricature, black-faced lawn jockeys. Some of them hold dream catchers.
They're images of lawn jockeys, black ones. Yes, there are darkies dancing. And yes, that they do have a feeling. And they stir a feeling inside me. He says, why can't that feeling be combined with one of celebration, joy, and enchantment?
That's the most decorated living choreographer and dancer in the world. Bill T. Jones is one of several prominent black artists Nick Cave invited to visit the show last week, shortly after it opened.
What conversation are we talking about? The conversation is no longer talking about what's been done, but what are we doing?
Jones and the other artists want to create performances of their own as a response to the show, to continue the conversations it provokes. Jones plans to perform a one-person dance amid the exhibition. Instead of planning that programming early, curator Markonish says the museum deliberately waited until the show was installed.
We don't want to tell people what it's about and then have them develop something and bring it here. We want people to develop their work out of their gut reaction of being in this space. So I think it's a very unusual proposition.
Among the artists invited to take in the show was Solange Knowles, who, like her sister Beyonce, performs under just her first name.
There were some musicians and we were just all in here experimenting, and one thing led to another, and we started to sing all together, and it was really a testament to the community orientation of this piece. This whole piece is about community.
After a long day of looking, thinking, and feeling, the visiting artists seemed mentally fatigued but creatively energized. As she waited for a one-on-one exit interview with Cave, Francesca Harper, a singer, dancer, and choreographer, walked back amid the dangling windspinners and began to improvise some fluid, graceful dance moves. Another new work of art was in the making. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.